Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please? Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please? We have come to the moment we've all been waiting for. 4 years ago, this community had an outcry for somebody that believes in every one of us, and we found that person 4 years ago in Mark Polenkars. As Mark has said, he has made promises that he's kept for this community, and tonight the community has rewarded him with a tremendous victory. Let's hear it for our county executive, Mark Polenkars. Thank you. Wow. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Erie County. Thank you to everyone who believed in me and supported me, not just through this campaign, but in the prior campaigns. My first term as county executive. And of course, today, thank you very much, Erie County. Thank you. Hey, guys. Got some hockey players here. How was practice tonight? Yeah. I just recently received a call from my opponent, Ray Walter, who graciously conceded the race. Thank you. Give it up for Ray. While Ray may have been my opponent in this race, he is also a partner in government. And I wish him, his wife Jen, and their entire family the best as we work together to create the best county that we know Erie County can be. Thank you, Ray. To my partners in government, Governor Cuomo, Lieutenant Governor Hochul, and your predecessor, Lieutenant Governor Duffy, to Congressman Higgins and our incredible delegation in Albany. We've got quite a few of them here. Senator Panapinto, Senator Kennedy, Assemblymember Ryan. And to the rest of my partners in government, including Mayor Brown, who was here earlier, are some of our big winners that are here today. Our Delaware District Council member, Joe Farletto. Our Niagara District Councilman, David Rivera. And then my partners who are here right now in Erie County government, returning back, and will make, I know because they've been great legislators already, and will continue to make great legislators, Legislator Peter Savage. And Legislator Patrick Burke. Tonight, working together, we showed what Democrats can do when we are unified. Unification, come on. To my dear friend, Chairman Jeremy Zellner. And his entire family, this has been a very good year for Jeremy, not just because of this, because of the birth of his daughter, Ryan Zellner. So congratulations to Jerry and to Jeremy and of course his wife Carrie and the entire family at the Erie County Democratic Committee for the great work that you've done for me and for all of these Democratic candidates that are on the stage. We would not be here without your great support. Thank you very much. I know they're out there. To my great friends in organized labor, thank you for all that you've done these past 4 years and what you've done tonight. Thank you. To my great team, and it is a team, This victory is not my victory. This is the victory for everybody who works on behalf of my team and county government and our political team, starting with our great campaign manager, Jennifer Hibbett. Thank you, Jennifer. Deputy campaign manager and the field marshal of the GOTV campaign, Benjamin Swanekamp. Our campaign coordinator who held the fortress down when we were doing the work that we needed to do on behalf of the people of Erie County, Andy Federick. Thank you, Andy. And there are so many people out there, but I specifically want to thank someone who's been there with me for a long time through thick and thin, my man, Joe McMahon. The best press person in all of politics in New York State, Peter Anderson. And our great deputy county executive, Maria White. Thank you. There are so many other people to thank for my team. I'd be up here all night. You all know who you are. Thank you so much for all that you've done on behalf of the people of Erie County. And I see someone who just walked up. We want to get him on the stage. Our great legislator, Tommy Loughran. Thank you, Tommy. Thank you. This, as I said, is not just a victory for me. This is a victory for everyone who worked on behalf of my campaign, who worked on behalf of me in volunteering and walking door to doors and making the phone calls. I would not be here today because of the hard work that people did in 2005 when I ran for comptroller, in 2011 when I ran for county executive, and of course tonight, the big victory is yours. Thank you to all the volunteers. And to my family, my parents, Charles and Janice, my brother Rob, my sister-in-law Lynn, Zachary and Ryan, thank you for all the work that you've done over the years. Future politicians here. And to Jennifer, thank you for your support, keeping me grounded during this campaign. And for your love, because folks, you can't do this on your own. You got to have a great partner. Thank you, Jen. And to the people of Erie County, it is a privilege to serve as your county executive. I am humbled that you have given me the mantle of county executive for 4 more years. And to you, thank you, because I know working together, the best is yet to come. Thank you to the people of Erie County. Tonight is a great night. It is a historic night. Tonight, the people of Erie County spoke and not only affirmed the course that we have taken in the county over the last 4 years, they have mandated its continuance. From the north in Grand Island to the south in Brant, they have said, we agree with the policies that you are doing and what we have done working together to create the best Erie County possible. I thank you. I thank you for validating the great work that we've done these past 4 years. But as I've said, we're not done yet. The best is yet to come. These past 4 years, the people of Erie County have seen what a focused government that understands that the people of Erie County are our bosses can do for its constituents. Tonight, the voters spoke clear and loud, signaling that we will not go back to the days of the past, but we will go forward, one Buffalo, one Erie County, united to create the best community that we can be. Thank you for giving me the privilege to lead us during that time. The change in Erie County is exciting and it's undeniable. We have made tremendous progress in economic development, job creation, arts enrichment, strengthening our parks and libraries and roads, providing for seniors, promoting and protecting our infrastructure and the environment and many, many other areas. During the past 4 years, we've seen increases in population and increases in employment, and that hasn't happened in decades. Thank you, everyone, for playing a role in that. We have a reduced tax rate, and we understand that the possibilities before us are endless. For many years, we looked outside of our area for a silver bullet to save us, a savior to ride in on a white horse. But folks, we never needed the silver bullet. We never needed that savior because we hunkered down, we worked together, and that silver bullet was us. We the people of Erie County, are the new Erie County. When I spoke to you earlier this year during my State of the County address, I outlined the foundation for a future we are building on, a foundation built on the bricks and the masonry. Got some masons in the house, they should have told me that. That working together, we can create a great community in which all boats rise with the tide and that we don't leave people behind. That's what we've done the last 4 years, but there's more work to do. We know that we're not done yet. That foundation for the future includes a key role for government to truly serve its citizens in an involved and forward-looking way. As I've said before, government at its core is a representation of its people. It exists to represent all, not just taxpayers, and should be aspirational in nature, a manifestation of our better angels and the captain of our communal ship. Today, the people of Erie County affirmed that principle and joined us in saying, well-run government is not the problem, but can be a solution to the problems that exist in society. While we have shown that working together we can create the community we always knew it could be, there's more work to do. Throughout my campaign, as I've done over the last 4 years as your county executive, I walked around, I drove around, I met people all across our county, listening to their stories and answering their questions. Why? Because that's my job as your county executive. Working on behalf of the people is the number one responsibility of any elected official and a responsibility that I take very seriously. You are my bosses, and I renew my pledge tonight to work as hard for you as I can. In 2015, Erie County voters have come to expect more from their government than they did just a few years ago. They expect results, and we've given them results. My fellow residents, we are all in this together. Tonight, the people of Erie County voted resoundingly in favor of progress, in favor of new opportunity, and in favor of embracing the future. As we move forward from tonight, we must redouble our efforts to build the best Erie County that we know it can be. An Erie County that is a shining light in New York State and in our region. An Erie County that works with and for everyone, from the forests of Sardinia to the Erie Canal in Tonawanda. An Erie County that supports those that are less fortunate and leads the way in doing things right when others will not. Tonight, we've made history. Tonight, we've sent a message to the people of Erie County because they've sent a message to us that we are doing the right things for our community. Thank you once again for this incredible, humbling privilege of allowing me to once again serve as your county executive. I won't let you down. Thank you, folks. Thank you. Thank you.